This recording, California 17, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in the East Bay, East San Francisco Bay Area, in a town called Castro Valley, and I lived there until I went to college when I was 18. I went down to San Jose, California, so not too far, and lived there during the semesters, but I frequently returned home to Castro Valley on weekends and for breaks. Then when I was 26, I moved out to Livermore, California, which is also in the Bay Area, and that is where I'm living currently. My mom's parents were from Germany. They migrated to California when a little bit before she was born. And I spent a lot of time around them when I was growing up, and they both had pretty heavy German accents, although they did speak English very well, as they had been in the United States for almost 30 years when I was born. And yeah, my mom and dad were both raised in mostly California, though my dad was also raised partly in Phoenix and lived in a variety of other places growing up, but most of his time was in Phoenix, Arizona, or Southern California. And my mom was raised entirely in the Bay Area as well. I took German in high school, so I speak that conversationally. I also have spent quite a bit of time learning Italian. I've received some vocal training through choir and private singing instruction. And I have also done a lot of acting on stage as well. So I think I typically speak a little bit clearer than some people in my demographic, although when I'm just relaxed talking, it's not as obvious. And I've been told that I tend to speak a little fast and loud. But that's just, I have a lot to say. And yeah, that's me.